This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but the day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
If you're like me, you're a little bit groggy. You're a little bit behind this morning because you stayed up late for what was a weather-delayed start for the Razorbacks. You heard the call from Phil right there. What we had wondered was not if, but when Hagan Smith was going to break the all-time strikeouts record. He did last night in the fifth inning. And we have a new strikeout king. As Phil described it. Now, here's what you might not have known till you woke up this morning, or maybe you're going to find out with all of us that didn't stay up late last night. The Hogs lost 1-0 in 11 innings. It was a classic pitcher's duel and a great outing by both starting pitchers, but in particular Hagan Smith, who struck out 14 of the 21 batters he faced over six innings. The A&M ace was good, but not equally as good, but both did what counted, and that was kept runs off the board and didn't give away free bases. But Ryan Prager went seven innings last night. That's the stark difference when looking at the box score this morning. Not the starting pitching, but the number of arms Arkansas threw versus the two arms that A&M threw. Last night, Arkansas had three, four, five, seven different pitchers to complete the game last evening. Prager, by the way, his line, one walk. He had nine strikeouts in the 26 batters he faced. No runs on five hits. By the way, Hagan Smith, not just 14 strikeouts, but no runs on two hits. Two hits last night. We'll get into the details of what happened late in the game. Arkansas essentially, with Will McIntyre on the bump, walked in the winning run in the bottom of the 11th, and that was the only run scored in the game last night. Faraday, Coyle, and McIntyre all walked one there in the last frame for the Razorbacks. That's where we'll get to. Scott Tabor's going to join us in just over an hour. We'll talk about last night's game, also the upcoming two. Arkansas has to win one of the next two to claim the Western Division of the Southeastern Conference. Arkansas now sits at 42-11, 19-9 in SEC play, while the Aggies improved to 43-10, one game better than the Hogs, and 18-10, a game back of the Razorbacks in the SEC West. So I want to begin with that because that's the Razorback news. But if you've been up a little while, you've had a cup of coffee or two, this news on Scottie Scheffler, have you seen this morning? Unbelievable stuff for the world's number one golfer. And I know we don't normally talk golf in segment one, but it is the PGA Championship this week. And the thumbnail sketch of this is Scottie Scheffler attempting to enter Valhalla Country Club this morning, has been detained by the Louisville police after trying to go around a security setup at the main gate to Valhalla. And all of this was a large police presence that was near the gate because of a accident prior to Scheffler trying to enter the golf course somewhere near the entrance that involved a vehicle and a pedestrian that resulted in a fatality. Now, Jeff Darlington has been the one reporting this for ESPN. We've been following his tweets and his reporting. but the world's number one player, Scotty Scheffler. There's video of him in handcuffs being detained. And we were watching SportsCenter Live and trying to get the very latest right as to the second, to the moment we went on the air. Tee times have already been delayed, not because of Scheffler, but because of this accident that apparently has everybody delayed getting to the course this morning. But the news is the world's number one player, there is reasonable doubt to believe he will not play today and not make his tee time, which would therefore knock him out of the PGA Championship today. Interesting story. We're going to follow this as we go along, but could change the landscape of that. I don't know how many of you listening are glued to the PGA Championship. I watched bits and pieces yesterday, and I'm a pretty avid golf fan. Xander Schauffele had tied a low round in a major yesterday at 9-under par with a 62, but that's not the story. The story is the world's number one player may have to withdraw or, I guess, be disqualified if he misses his tee time today. We'll see what happened. Now, the report is that Scheffler was at the gate attempting access and then moved about 10 feet past a police officer who then, the report was, attached himself to the car, which to me, I interpret that as he was hanging on to the car, banged and got Scotty to stop the car within about 10 yards of that. And then the police officer aggressively removed, is how it was reported, Scotty Scheffler from the car that he was in shortly after that, placed in handcuffs and put in the back of a police car, and was still, as of moments ago, somewhere near the main gate of Valhalla Country Club in the back of a, what I presume to be Louisville police car. I don't know if it's a county police car, state, I don't know that, but in the back of a police unit. The video we saw that was on SportsCenter, he was in gym shorts and a T-shirt, it appeared. Some kind of workout-type clothing. But apparently, golfers and their coaches were going to be allowed on the grounds, even though no one else was being given access at that point to Valhalla. Now, apparently, there's only one way in and one way out to this place, and traffic is backed up for miles. And that's the reason for the delayed tee times. We're going to keep an eye on this because obviously the narrative for the weekend changes dramatically if the Masters champion and the world's number one player is not going to be in the field for the rest of the weekend. That's one thing we'll get to. We'll look at all the other SEC baseball scores from last night, get you ready for tonight's second night, I always said round two, but it essentially is, of SEC play. We'll look at the NBA playoffs. The Timberwolves just completely thrashed the Nuggets last night, 115-70. That series now tied at 3 and goes to the deciding game 7. We'll look ahead to the Thunder and the Mavs that are coming up this weekend as well. So we'll take your calls and get you into the program. Chuck's going to jump in the next segment. We'll talk some Arkansas baseball. Also yesterday, Sam Pittman was with us for a while. I thought we had a really good conversation in the 7 o'clock hour. If you missed any of that, we'll relive some of the best comments from Coach and bring those along to you as well. Hey, we're brought to you by the famous Yum Dinger. It's made by Pradco in their Fort Smith plant. They make them in 3, 4, 5, and 6-inch sizes. If you're going out this weekend, those fish are coming off the spawn or have been off the spawn. Bass are biting big time right now. We're going to have great weather for the weekend. Make sure you have the Yum Dinger in your tackle box and on your boat, tied on, ready to go. Use it with a wacky rigging on that 5-inch model. You're going to find it to be great for this weekend. Find it at Walmart, Bass Pro Shops, Academy, LureNet.com, and tackle stores all over the place. It's the Yum Dinger, made by Pradco. All right, we'll continue to follow this Scotty Scheffler story. This is interesting because we've never really seen something like this in golf. We've seen Tiger be involved in accidents. We've seen things, but we've never seen a player, to my knowledge, arrested trying to enter the golf course for particularly a round of a major tournament. So this is something worth following. I would imagine everyone would trade that strikeout record last night for a win. Hogs lose 1-0 in 11 innings. Chuck Barrett here in just a second. We'll talk about the game last night, this breaking news this morning that's less than an hour old with the world's number one golfer in Scotty Scheffler, who has been detained by police earlier within the last half hour or so at the main gate at Valhalla. We'll give you some details on that all coming up here in just a second. We're talking about everything going on for the weekend. If you haven't downloaded the Bet Saracen app, be sure and do that. Whether it's the NBA playoffs and you want lines for that and the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Mavs or anything else involving the NBA playoffs, the PGA Championship, those odds may change, and some of those bets will change over the weekend. They'll have that there for you as well. Plus, always unique and different lines that you'll find on Arkansas Sports that you won't find anywhere else but at the Bet Saracen app. So download it now, Apple App Store or wherever you get your apps, and be sure and go to BetSaracen.com. Watch that really neat video of how to use it and how to get the most enjoyment out of it. It's the Bet Saracen app, Arkansas's number one sports betting app. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning.
Late night for most of us. I made it to the 10th, and I don't know what happened. Someone shut my eyes about the bottom of the 10th somewhere in there, and I woke up this morning, like probably most of us that are listening at 15 after 6, that may not have made it to the very end of the ball game. Hogs walk in the winning run in what was a classic pitcher's duel. 1-0. We heard the highlight. Hagen Smith gets the record, but still the news is the Hogs don't get it done in the end in a great college baseball game.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaker. I went to sleep in the 7th and just got done a few moments ago, just finished watching the rest of the game. With one out in the 11th, Arkansas had struck out 19 batters and hadn't walked anybody. And walked a guy with one out, had a hit, ended up intentionally walking a guy. And then McIntyre walked in the winning run, and A&M won the ball game. And it was, Arkansas really hit the ball hard in the 11th inning. They had four, if you count the foul ball Helfrich hit. They had four balls right on the nose in the top of the 11th inning, but they couldn't get that run home. They struck out twice with runners at first and third and looked really bad doing it, quite honestly. Their pitcher just carved Stovall and Sprague Lott apart. I mean, he just carved them up.
Yeah.
And disappointing loss. And you got to try to find a way to come back and win the game tonight. And I'm glad it's a night game. I'm glad this, wasn't a Friday night game, and then you come back and play day game on Saturday, because long night, a lot of people pitched, and it was a disappointing loss.
Something you haven't seen this year, and that's how the Hogs rebound off a loss from a game that Hagen Smith started. He's had some no decisions, but he didn't get the loss last night, but they lost the game that he started, which is certainly no indication on his performance, obviously, but how the team rebounds from that, we've not seen before.
Well, it's quite honestly, I think some of that stuff for us as fans, we've become conditioned to believe they're going to win the first game of that series. And then when they don't, it's like, oh, no. And I kind of feel that, and I think everybody kind of feels that this morning. I really think from a player's perspective, though, success or failure tonight is going to probably have more to do with how A&M pitches and how Arkansas hits. I found it interesting this week, and I just have to say this. I wanted to say it earlier this week, and I didn't, and I probably should have. We spent way too much time talking about the pitching this week. What's gotten this team between a rock and a hard place is not pitching. It's the inability to get the timely hit and drive in runs. That's why they're in the spot that they're in right now. They got to hit the ball better. They got to get runs home. Now, look, every team does this. I watched us do it last night. A&M did it. But, I mean, my gosh, with two strikes, don't be afraid to shorten your stroke a little bit. I mean, you got guys swinging so hard with two strikes, their helmets are falling off. I mean, it's incredible. And it happens on both sides. It's not just Arkansas. A&M did the same thing, too. That's part of the reason guys like Hagen Smith strike out as many as they do, because guys are swinging for the downs on two-strike pitches. It drives me insane. But that's my immediate takeaway after watching the end of it today.
All right, we'll get deeper into the baseball conversation. We'll take your calls and text on the McLarty Daniel hotline. I want to get to this story. We only got a few minutes, and I know you're just finding out about it this morning, but Scotty Scheffler, the world's number one player. I think five off the lead. I think he shot four under. Nine under is the lead with Xander Schauffele. That's immaterial to what we're going to tell you next if you're just finding out like the rest of us. Within the last hour or so, there was an accident, not involving Scottie Scheffler, but an accident with a vehicle and a pedestrian that resulted in a fatality near the one and only entrance, apparently, at Valhalla Country Club. Traffic was backed up for miles, and players were going to be allowed in, but apparently there's some kind of misunderstanding, miscommunication. Scheffler was entering the club. Police officers attempted to stop him. He didn't stop. They banged on his car. They got him to stop, and now he is being detained in handcuffs outside of the gate of Valhalla, the world's number one player, which brings, you know, at least a reasonable doubt whether or not he'll make his tee time today, Chuck.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a strange deal. Yeah. We don't know enough about it yet to know exactly what's happened. I don't know.
All the reporting we have watched this morning is from Jeff Darlington with ESPN. He's got tweets on it, and he's on SportsCenter as the crew that's at Valhalla. I don't know how they got in, but they got into the grounds. And so we're getting some very early reporting on this, and Colton and Big C are keeping an eye on the story to see if anything develops, because
this could be as simple as he tried to drive by a cop that told him to stop.
That's exactly what happened, apparently, from the reporting.
And he may or may not have had anything to do with this at all.
So
he just evidently didn't stop when they told him to stop.
So, but as of right now, that's the latest reporting. We'll keep an eye on that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa has everything you want for your next getaway. With the luxury and hospitality of a grand old Southern hotel, the accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit our thermal water bathhouse for mineral water baths and massages, or enjoy one of our many dining options, like our Friday night seafood buffet, primetime in a fountain room every Saturday night, or our award-winning Sunday brunch. Located in downtown Hot Springs, the Arlington is steps away from shopping, entertainment, Bathhouse Row, and the hiking and biking trails of the National Park. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more info.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
1-0, A&M beats the Hogs last night. The winning run for A&M was walked in the 11th inning. And Chuck, a heartbreaking finish to what was really a great classic pitcher's duel last night. Hagen Smith sets the new record for all-time career strikeouts. I was also reading this morning, he is 5 strikeouts away from the single season record. So when he is done in just 3 seasons, he is probably going to own all of the strikeout records in the Arkansas Media Guide record book.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, I think that's great. I wish they'd won the game. And I'm not minimizing what he did. But to me, the takeaway is that, I mean, you need to come back and win the game tonight. And been a lot of great pitchers here. And I know it sounds like I'm minimizing it. I'm not. But, you know, Arkansas has got to find a way to get back on track offensively. There are some holes in that lineup right now. And, you know, it's I made this comment the last half hour. I mean, you've got to change your approach a little bit with 2 strikes. And I know it's easy to sit here and say this the morning after, you know, just watching it from afar. I've been around it enough to know there's a lot more to it than just simply saying you've got to change your approach. There are so many great pitchers out there right now, and there were a bunch of them on display last night. There are future big leaguers in both bullpens, both dugouts, both starting pitchers. I mean, all of them have a chance to pitch in the big leagues. Hitting's really, really hard right now, but you can't help them. I mean, you can't chase and can't swing for the downs with 2 strikes the way a lot of them do, but disappointing loss. Got to come back, find a way to score some runs tonight.
How about Ty Wilmsmeyer last night? He started in center field, got on base a couple times, 2 hits on 4 at bats.
He didn't hurt him.
No, he
didn't hurt him.
That's a highlight for what we have seen from him at the plate. He's been lifted out of center field because of lack of productivity at the plate, and I thought he had one of his better nights last night.
Well, here's the thing. It's again, the pitching is so good. I think we are desensitized to how good the pitching is in college baseball now. It dominates the hitters. It's not just better. Good pitching's not just better than good hitting in college baseball. It dominates it in every way, shape, or form. And it certainly did last night, and may again tonight.
Yeah. So let's go back to the end of the game, because probably a lot of people listening right now are like us. They were well asleep by the time the 11th inning rolled around. We mentioned a moment ago the winning run was walked in by the Razorbacks with Will McIntyre in, but it wasn't just on McIntyre. There was an intentional walk earlier in that inning, a walk prior to that, and that's what set it all up to unfold for A&M's win.
Well, here's what happened. First off, in the top of the 11th inning, Arkansas had a chance. Aloy lined out hard to short to begin the at-bat. McLaughlin gave it a ride, got a double. They had a Holt did a nice job with 2 strikes. They had opportunities there, but, you know, they struck out with runners, you know, with a man at third base and less than 2 out. They struck out twice and couldn't get the run across. And A&M comes up, and I'm doing this from memory. Faraday recorded the Hogs' 19th strikeout of the night without a walk. And A&M, by the way, came into the game 2nd in the country and walks drawn. But he walks a guy, and this was with 1 out. And then they got a hit. And they change pitchers. Coyle comes in and strikes out a guy and then walks a guy. And so they bring McIntyre in, and I think he missed with three straight. I think it was
3-1 is what it says here.
Yeah, yeah.
Strike and then four balls in a row.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, strike and then four balls in a row. And Schlossnagel said after the game, he said, I gave him the take sign on 3-1. I was going to make McIntyre throw two strikes in front of this crowd. The one thing that I thought about when the game was over last night, because I do think the 12th man played a role. I think the crowd played a role in the bottom of the 11th inning. In fact, I'm sure it did. I was reminded of what I said yesterday. After this weekend, this is the last hostile environment that you're going to play in. But I thought it got pretty hostile in the last of the 11th last night.
Yeah, and it from what you could see watching the game, I think due to the late start, it wasn't a full house. They brought in extra bleachers and put in more seating in anticipation of, you know, what is going to end up being a great series, I believe, between two top five teams. But, Chuck, the weather and the late start really didn't keep Bluebell Park from probably being as good as it will be today and tomorrow.
No, it'll be full tonight and tomorrow. It was noisy at the end. Everybody there, you know, they don't leave. I'll give them that. They don't leave. Their crowd was affected, just like ours would have been affected, just like anybody's would have been affected. Sure. by the weather last night. I applaud them for getting the game in. You know, we talked yesterday about how if they could even start by 8:30, you know, they'd probably try to get it in to avoid playing a doubleheader on Friday. So, I don't know what they're paying their grounds crew down there, but it's not enough because they got 4.5 inches of rain, or 4 inches of rain in about 3.5 hours. And you couldn't really tell it watching the game on television. So I give them a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, they spent, $60 million, I think, on building that stadium 4 years ago or whatever it is. I know Arkansas has pumps underneath their outfield and underneath right. The field to
all
drain
them
the
do.
Water. I'm sure A&M has a similar setup. But
do.
I heard Tom Hart mention that while you couldn't hear it on TV, that the A&M center fielder was coming in to play a ball, you could hear from the press box the sloshing in the outfield from where the water was still there below the grass.
I kept looking for fishtails on some of those balls that were hit into the outfield. I never saw any. You know, the infield had a spot or two. Their pitcher tried to, you know, pivot and throw on a swinging bunt and lost his footing, but other than that, I didn't think the conditions had any bearing whatsoever on the outcome of the game.
Hogs get 9 hits last night, but don't play to run. A&M only gets 5 hits in the ball game, but the one run is the difference. And Arkansas will have to regroup for the first time. We were mentioning this a few minutes ago. First time this year that, you know, you lost a game that Hagan Smith started. Now, he doesn't get tagged with the loss, but you got to figure out a way tonight to rebound from that.
See, I don't, and this is going to sound maybe, you know, counter to what a lot of people think. I think you just go play tonight, and I think you just go play tomorrow. You're not going to win the SEC overall. Kentucky and Tennessee aren't going to lose two straight. Best you can do is tie. It's not going to happen. You may win the West. You may not. What you got to do is get back to playing winning ball. You got to drive in runs from third base with less than two out. You got to get the ball into the outfield. Can't strike out. Just got to get the ball in play. You're not going to play before a hostile environment again after this weekend. Go play. Work on the things that are hampering you right now. Try to get some offense going. Try to continue to pitch well. And I know I'm making it sound simplistic. I get that. But stop thinking about all this other stuff. Stop worrying about where you're going to be seated nationally. You know, don't let our conversation as fans bleed into your conversations as a team. They're two totally separate things, and they should never be intertwined. So just go play. Go out there and play some good ball tonight. If you win, you win. Go play good ball tomorrow. If you win, you win. Go down there at Hoover. Play good ball. Come back home and let's get ready for the real thing.
Interesting result. LSU beat Ole Miss. I think that's a pivotal series. Georgia with a win. Who are the teams you think are on the brink? Ole Miss, I know what their RPI is. It's 24, I think, entering last night. But I think they're a team that's right on the cut line. We were talking about Florida earlier during the break and their overall record. The SEC's in a good position to maybe get –
10 or 11 teams in the field.
I think they'll get 10. I don't know if they'll give them more than that. I know they say that we don't put a cap on how many bids a league gets, but, you know, there's some unspoken stuff there, too. Florida's on the outside looking in. First off, you got to be above 500. I don't care what your RPI is. And all the SEC teams, save for Auburn and Missouri and Alabama, really, have good RPIs. And, you know, they've got cases to make. But I'm inclined to think Ole Miss is on the outside looking in. I'm inclined to think that Florida's on the outside looking in. I think Alabama's getting close to the cut line. I still think they're in, but they lost to Auburn last night. They don't need to lose this series to a bad Auburn team, and you know, maybe go down to the tournament and, you know, lose one or two, and that be it. I think they put themselves in danger there, so I would say 10, maybe 9, possibly 11, somewhere in that window.
Question is, how many are going to host? And I think the other question is Georgia played their way into being a top eight national seed at this point? You talk about how many seats are at the table. I think Georgia is probably on the outside of that because Kentucky, Arkansas, A&M, Tennessee, to me, are damn near locks for the top, you know, four of the top eight spots.
Well, they are locks. Yeah. And Georgia's not going to crack that group. Now, Georgia may end up being the 10th seed. Yeah. You know, they're going to get a regional.
Yeah.
But, no, Georgia's not going to crack the top.
Clemson would be another one you'd say. I think five of the eight, at least, and probably more than that, are probably settled at this point. Just a matter of what number goes out beside
North Carolina is going to be one of them.
I thought there's an
interest. The SEC and the ACC are, generally speaking, when it comes, you know, to where they seed and stack up in the polls. I mean, those are the two leagues. SEC, obviously, more so than the ACC. But there are going to be some Big 12 teams in there. But you're always going to have a couple of ACC teams in the top eight.
I still think LSU gets in. They're a three seed.
I think they get in.
I think they're a three seed, maybe a two seed. Doesn't really matter if you're a two or a three. But they're going to go wreck someone's party.
I don't know. They're not very good.
Yeah, but the step down,
years,
you know,
most
the step
years
down
I would agree with that. Yeah. Most years I would agree with that, but they're not very good this year.
Well, I think you've reminded of this before. The difference from the time you leave Hoover to the level of competition you'll play the next weekend, you've seen the elite of the elite all conference season long. There is a major shift once you get into that regional play compared to what you've seen.
After the first game, that is absolutely true. And that's why I've always maintained that for some teams, I won't say for all teams, but for a lot of teams, the hardest game to win is the first one in that first round, particularly if, you know, whether you're playing at home or not. I'll just put it that way. Everybody's got one great pitcher. Everybody's got one guy that can beat you. But now you get past that first day, and that's where it's different.
Yeah.
And that's where a team like Arkansas has an advantage. But that's why it's so important to win that first game.
But who do you have right now? I mean, going into game two at A&M that you 100% trust, that's not named Hagan Smith, to go out there and make sure you take care of the four seed. I mean, you're shaking up your pitching this weekend. You got a TBA for game three. You'd love to pitch off. You must pitch off in game one and hold Hagan Smith for game two of a regional. Who do you 100% trust in that 4-1 matchup? And I know we're getting caught on the horse.
Okay. And Tommy, they gave up one run in 11 innings last night to a team that spent a lot of the season ranked number one in the country. Pitching's not the issue. Pitching's not the issue. You got to get some stuff going on that other side. You got to put some runs on the board. The weather's warming up. This is the time of year you need to score. And that's why I say, whether you win or you lose tonight, whether you win or you lose tomorrow, get back to playing winning baseball on the offensive side. There's no problem with the pitching. There's no problem with the defense. I know that, you know, the cast of characters may change, but I still think they're better off in those areas maybe than people think. But You got to find a way to put runs on the board. That's the only way you win the game.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Scott, how many teams do you think end up making the field of 64 out of the Southeastern Conference?
I think you guys pretty much hit it right on the head. It's unless somebody gets hot and they let or another team that's pretty much in just falls on their face, and somebody like Ole Miss slips in, and Ole Miss has shown you that you don't have to win everything to get up and compete in the College World Series.
Yeah.
So I think 10.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's get to last night's game. Gut-wrenching way to lose a 1-0 battle in a pitcher's duel. We'll get to Hagen Smith and his historical accomplishments last night. But walk us through those late frames. We were kind of unwinding it earlier where, you know, Arkansas just couldn't throw strikes, couldn't get anyone out. They intentionally walked one and end up walking in the one and only run of the game for A&M to win.
You know, if you're a former pitcher or if you're somebody who really appreciates watching good pitching, last night was fantastic to watch until the very end. And you could see two different approaches to the end of the game. A&M went with their starter, and then they went with their ace out of the bullpen, and they stuck with that. And it worked out well. You know, we kind of have a tendency to go a batter here, batter there, batter here, batter there. You know, one inning, it's three up, three down, and then pull the guy, looking further down the road. So it becomes a strategy game, becomes a chess game at the end, and the guys that come in have to throw strikes. And we talk about it all the time. The one thing as a pitcher that you have to do to be successful is throw strikes. And it just sometimes it just gets away from you.
Chuck said something earlier about the crowd and thought that had a bearing on the end of the game. I don't know if you were still up or watched it back. It was awfully late last night when the game ended, but did you feel like the crowd there at the end, while it wasn't a full house because of weather and the late start, had an effect on Arkansas's pitching staff at the end of the ball game?
You know, that's always easy to point the crowd. Well, the crowd was loud, or this was this, or this was that. And some kids it affects. Some kids it doesn't, and that's that part where the elite pitchers and the guy at the top shelf, they can walk out. Everything just turns into a little hum. You get out there. You know, you have a song in your head or something else going on is what makes it easy to face those crowds. But some kids it does, some kids it doesn't. And you don't know. I mean, you don't know. You don't see McIntyre coming in and walking a guy. I never would have seen that scenario earlier in the season. He's the guy you want to come in that situation. Base loaded, let's just get this last guy out. It just didn't work out. You know, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But all in all, it was a great game because we have to remember, A&M is one of the elite hitting teams in the country.
Well, sure.
You know, we're not playing the lower end. We're playing the top end, and it's a 1-0 game after 11 innings. So you can't get down about that.
Scott Tabor with us here on the Morning Rush. It's brought to you by Alumni Hall. Let's talk about Hagen Smith. He went 6 innings last night, faced 21 batters, no runs on 2 hits, fanned 14, and he is now the all-time strikeout king at Arkansas. What makes him so special?
He doesn't have to have his best stuff. He doesn't have to hit every spot to still be elite. There were times where he would get behind. My son and I were watching. I said, he's going to throw a fastball right behind. The guy knows it's coming, and he's still not going to hit it. And sure enough, I mean, it'd be a belt-high fastball right down the middle at 97 miles an hour, and they're missing it. Because 97, 98, you don't have a lot of time to put the barrel where you want it. You've got to kind of guess a little bit just to use on the fastball. He's just got elite stuff, you know, and I hope everybody watching really appreciates what they're watching because they're going to get to watch it on TV, you know, coming up in the next year or two. So it's fun to watch, and I, you know, his attitude, he's a power pitcher. And on the other side, you had Prater. Prater matched him pitch for pitch. Now, Prater wasn't pitching against Texas A&M. He was pitching against a little less hitting team facing the Razorbacks. We don't hit the ball well. We don't have 8 long ball threats in the lineup, you know, with 20-plus home runs or whatever they got. But he just walked up and he did his – he was just Hagen being Hagen. you can see last week, you know, his success, he was missing strike zone. And when you start missing too much, you're just not going to have that success.
Scott, Texas A&M last night threw their 10th shutout of the season. It's the most shutouts A&M's had in almost 50 years. You know, we watch our pitching staff, and A&M's obviously got a great pitching staff. We lament the lack of offense, and I'm the world's worst. I mean, I see guys hacking with two strikes. It drives me nuts. But the pitching is so good right now. I mean, everybody's got the good teams anyway. They got pitchers with lights out stuff. And we may be getting to the point where, I mean, 4-3 is a slugfest. I mean, it almost feels that way sometimes right now.
It is. At the end of the season, baseball teams, pitching staffs get pared down. Well, you'll have your top 5, 6, 7 guys, and those are the guys that are going to throw over and over and over. You'll get to the we're at the part of the season where in a regional or a super regional where even more so in the World Series where your number one starter may come in relief, you know, in the fourth game or the third game instead of starting it because you've got to have it. And it's that way in basketball. You'll watch them get to the end of the season. You're playing 10 guys and you come down to the end of the season tournament time, you're playing 6 guys, you know, your top 6. And so this is where, you know, you've got to put up or shut up if you're on the pitching staff. And those guys last night, they have confidence in all of them because they all have fantastic stuff. You know, you're bringing in 95, 98, 101, 101. It's just crazy, the talent. So it's to look forward, to roll the clock forward, you're looking at next year where these guys are going to get an extra summer of seasoning, year-to-year improvement. And if all these arms pan out next year, we're going to be that team that's going to be having 10 shutouts and all the other stuff, the good stuff that comes with that. So it's amazing to see, and we talk about it. That's why anybody can win the World Series anymore. You just got to get there. You know, you've just got to get there.
Hey, let me ask you about tonight. Gage Wood's going to start. You know, my thought this week, and admittedly it is very much from the outside looking in, is that, number one, Dave's tired of falling behind early with the pitchers that he started beyond Smith. And – beyond that, though, I can't see him going more than one time through the order. I mean, you're a pitcher, and you've kind of watched them stretch him out a little bit. Do you think he goes more than 3 innings, or do you think maybe they'd like to stretch him beyond that?
I think you're right, Chuck. I think they may get him 3 innings and then bring somebody else in. They may do a bullpen, you know, and everybody's going in throwing an inning or throwing 2 innings. It's just hard to tell. You don't know what the coaching staff's thinking because they're having to think not just for this game. They're trying to think a little bit ahead. That may be why they pulled some of the guys last night or winning or out. So I don't know. Thinking there's 8,000 different ways to do it, you know, 10 ways to skin a cat. I don't think you can go wrong anyway as long as your pitchers are coming in and throwing good quality strikes. Because to go through the lineup, you know, a good starter has to have more than 1 or 2 pitches that he can throw for strikes. You have to be able to learn to pitch backwards in the count, change ups on fastball counts. Prater last night, I loved watching him throw. If you watch what his best pitch was, he had an incredible changeup.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can't hit a great changeup. We kept swinging through it, and you look at it, and it's, you know, 78 miles an hour. And the guys are swinging it and missing it by 2 feet because everything is from the same gap, and it wasn't falling way off the map. It was fun to watch him pitch. I hated he was on the other side, but it was fun watching him pitch.
Yeah, I thought he was a thing of beauty a time or two. The one good thing, and I'll turn it back over to you guys after this, but the one good thing, and I want to hear you talk about this, Scott. You touched on it there. A&M's reliever, who I thought was just as good as the starter, he's done until, you know, he might have an inning maybe tomorrow. But they stretched him out, and he's an all-SEC reliever. I mean, he's really good, and he was really good last night.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't pitch tonight. And if right. He does pitch tomorrow, it'll be very minimally.
46 pitches last night.
Yeah,
I saw the same thing, and I was thinking they're going all in on every game. You know, he didn't
absolutely.
Want to
That's exactly
game.
What
he
they're
wasn't
doing.
Looking. Yeah, and they should, just like we should. You know, we should be going all in on every game. I mean, we win one game, we win the Western Division. And I know that doesn't mean anything, Tommy, but it does to the kids. Everybody, every team wants to make a dog pile, you know, and they want a dog pile. They want to, you want to win something. You don't want to just play, you're not playing for a, they want a ring. They don't want, it's not one of those that you put it on and you get a piece of candy. You know, they want a real ring. And that's a big thing because that's something you're going to have forever. And so you play for that stuff. You go for this ring and then you go for that ring and then the ring gets bigger the higher up you go. And so it's game to game, series to series, and at that part where every, you know, they say it just means more. It does. Every pick needs a little bit more. So you still have to play the game relaxed, though, and go out and try to hit a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So it's difficult.
Tell you what you do with that Western Division. You engrave that somewhere on the inside of the band of your national championship ring. That's what you do with that Western Division stuff.
Because here's the deal. We all talk about expectations. Who would have thought at this point in the season that we still don't have, we don't know exactly who our three starters are going to be. We don't know who's going to be in the outfield. We almost have more questions now than we did 6-8 weeks ago because of lack of performance. And it's things shift around during the season. You have to be able to adjust. I think we have a deep enough bullpen and some great arms coming out of the bullpen that we can adjust and make it through without having Tiger and Molina be our 2 and 3 studs. So it's and they could come back and they could be the heroes of the whole thing. You just don't know if pitching is that way. So I'd love to see somebody step up and just every time they get out, they just dominate. Other than Hagen, we know he is.
Yeah, because of the Thursday night, which we've had around the league, it is a night game. I guess, you know, sometimes you're ready after an ending like that to get to the ballpark and wipe that one away. Is it an advantage because of the short rest and because of the way the game ended? How do you feel about the evening start versus what would have been normally a Saturday start or something after a game like that?
Well, I guarantee you they didn't have them up at 7 o'clock this morning doing calisthenics and running around the parking lot. They've got to sleep in. They'll have a late morning, have a late breakfast. You know, as a team, kind of a brunch deal. They've got it all laid out how they want to be. You gotta remember, these kids aren't you and I. These kids are 20 years old. Bouncing back after a game the night before, that's not as big of a deal as it seems. It seemed to us anyway.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
Well, we'll lead off the Hog Update with the news from College Station last night as Arkansas drops game one of a three-game set with A&M, 1-0 in 11 innings last night. Arkansas starting pitcher Hagan Smith was brilliant once again, breaking the school record for career strikeouts, fanning 14 Aggie batters last night. Hogs lose 1-0. They play again tonight against Texas A&M in game two. If Arkansas wins one of the next two games against A&M, they are the Western Division champion. Game scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight. You can hear it on most of these ESPN Arkansas stations this evening and the Hit That Line Now app. Other news, Arkansas's men's golf team eliminated from the NCAA postseason as they finished their season 2 days ago in Austin. The women will play in California in Carlsbad coming up in the national championship as it's going to be their 12th program appearance and their 10th under Sean Estes Taylor. This is another big team accomplishment. From what I've read, one of her best teams that she's ever put together in Arkansas, Chuck.
Yeah, they're good. They are really good. They were dominant in that regional at Las Vegas. And, I mean, they had, I think, Kajal Mystery shot a 66. And I think the Todd girl shot a 66-2, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they're really – and it's not just them. I mean, team-wise – lots of times if you follow college golf, you know that some of the team scores can be slightly over par, and you can still be really good. I mean, the first 2 days of that regional, they shot 8 under as a team. I mean, back-to-back days. Everybody's playing well, so they've got a chance. I'm not going to say they're the favorite because I don't know enough about it to say. But I know they dominated their regional, and they got a lot of players playing well right now, and they're going to be in the hunt.
Hey, for the fourth year in a row, the Arkansas softball team is going to host a regional beginning tonight at Bogle Park. It's the fifth time in program history, but the fourth consecutive year. Tonight, Arkansas plays at 7:30 against Southeastern Missouri. Villanova and Arizona this afternoon at 5. Those games available, Chuck, on ESPN+.
That's the talk of the town right now. In Northwest Arkansas is that softball regional. That's a tough ticket. Now, obviously, there are not as many seats there as there are at Baumwalker Stadium. But that place is going to be full tonight. And it's going to be full all weekend.
Yeah.
And they'll have a big time, and I hope they do well.
If Arkansas wins against SEMO tonight at 7:30, they will play the winner of the Villanova-Arizona game at 2 p.m. tomorrow. So it's unlike most setups where the winners play late. It's the early game tomorrow. The loser of game one plays the losers of today's games play at 4:30, and then the winners of the losers game and the loser of the first game play at 7. I know it's a bit confusing, but it's backwards from what we're used to in baseball. So I wanted to mention that if Arkansas wins, they'll play at 2. If they lose, they'll play at 4:30 tomorrow.
I actually like that. Because, you know, if you lose the winner's bracket game on Saturday, you know, the way it is in baseball, if you lose that game on Saturday night, you're coming back to the ballpark first thing the next day, you know, having to win twice. You know, softball, you go to a winner's bracket game in the afternoon. If you lose that game, you got a little time to recover before you come back the next day. I actually like the way they do it, but that's neither here nor there, I guess.
Arkansas's 12-2 all time against Southeast Missouri. They've played Arizona 9 times. The Hogs have only won 3, and Arkansas's 4-0 all time versus Villanova. None of that means anything today, but that's the historical perspective on that as the regional gets underway. All right, that's your Hog Update, and it's brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Well, we welcome in the Fence Man here. Sean with the Fence Man is here for another Fence Man Friday. Kind of a cloudy, wet week that we've had all week long.
Yes, but it hasn't been so bad that we can't get out and get what needs to get done. So we've had a pretty successful week this week.
Soft dirt.
Soft dirt is right.
Makes digging easier.
If you can't dig it, we can shove it in. So,
I don't think I'd put that in the next ad. Let's get together after the show and work on that. We'll recraft.
Well, let me put it this way. It's called the no dig system is the next thing they're coming with. They're pounding the post 3 to 4 foot in the ground with no concrete. Right. I don't believe in it yet, but we'll see.
All right, let's get to it. It's our Fitzman Friday picks. We do them each week here on the Morning Rush.
Fenceman Friday Picks. Call the Fenceman for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fenceman. We ain't afraid of no work.
I want to pick a couple of SEC series and also want to look at the PGA and also want to look at a little bit of NBA basketball. We'll move quickly. LSU and Ole Miss. LSU won last night 5-1. Sean, does LSU win one more and take that series, or does Ole Miss come back at Baton Rouge and win the last two? I think this is a pivotal series for postseason SEC teams.
No, I think LSU is going to take it.
All right, Chuck, who you got?
I got LSU to win.
Yeah, I think LSU at home is going to be too much. All right, Sean, we got to put you on the spot. Aggies and the Razorbacks tonight at 7, and then again on Saturday. Who wins the series between Arkansas and Texas A&M?
Well, it is a battle royale at my house last night. We watched the game almost to the very end, and Hogs are going to take it. I think they're going to come back with a vengeance and take both next two games.
Soft dirt wins.
That's right.
Tonight, let's move to the NBA, the Knicks and the Pacers. Right now, New York leads the series 3-2. The game's in Indiana. Chuck, I know you're the Knicks fan here on the show. Knicks close it out and win the series, or does Indiana force a game 7?
Pacers win tonight. Knicks win game 7.
All right.
I'm going to follow Chuck's lead on that one.
We always root for a game 7, but I'm going to go with the Knicks. They win it on the road, and they move on to the conference final. All right, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, evening game. Thunder, Mavericks. In Dallas. Dallas can close out the series. They lead 3-2. Who wins this one?
Thunder.
All right, they go on the road and win. Chuck? Right.
I think the Thunder win it, too. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes off, and they head back to Oklahoma City for Game 7.
I will go with the Thunder as well in a critical Game 7, but 82% of the time, the team that won Game 5.
I know.
He's going to win the series. All right, one pick, one name. We know that Scheffler's iffy. There's actually a mug shot out. He's been booked at this point. We'll get back to that story. It's unbelievable.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.